Should be joined on the line by Pam Court, who is the Chief Executive of St Francis Hospice. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, Michelle. I'm here.
It's lovely to speak to you. How are you this morning?
And to you, very well. Another beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic, absolutely fantastic. We're actually celebrating the 36th birthday at the moment.
Yes, we are. This week on the 23rd of July is our 36th birthday, which... when we were celebrating our 35th birthday last year, I don't think anybody would have dreamed that we would be celebrating it so differently this year. So of course, we traditionally have a service at the church on the green, and we welcome people who support us and patrons, etc. But doing it all virtually this year, so very, very different. And if we'd had a crystal ball, we maybe would have known what we were about to face from March 2020. But
give people an idea of how much is needed to actually run the hospice, because you do such a fantastic lot of work at the hospice and also in the community. So how much is needed? Because I know with COVID, obviously, all of the fundraising that you would normally do has diminished.
Absolutely. So it costs us just over $12 million a year to run the hospice, and we get 27% of that from our local clinical commissioning groups, of which 5 support the hospice. But the remaining 70-plus percent comes from our supporters, our stores, lottery, or what we refer to as voluntary income. So when COVID hit us, obviously our first priority was about safety for staff and patients and getting the right PPE and getting the working practices changed. Our second priority was to make sure we kept providing the services we did, which I'm delighted to say we have seen over 1,000 patients during this period. Some of those services have been done quite differently, i.e. virtually, good old Zoom and Teams and all of the new technology.
Yeah.
But very, very quickly I had to turn my attention to the fall in income, because we had to shut all of our stores with immediate effects, and we could no longer run the events that we'd all got planned, the marathon, which is a very big income generator for us, the walk we had planned, all of those things stopped. So now we have been fortunate. The government have helped support hospices for the first 3 months of the year, and we've had £1 million through that. Thank goodness, because otherwise we'd be in really, really difficult waters.
Yeah.
But that is stopping. We were told it would be 3 months, could be 4, but I don't think we're going to be getting any more through that route. Obviously, staff who, for whom there was no role, some of the fundraisers and some of the retail staff, we furloughed.
Mm.
I mean, a word I hadn't even heard of this time last year, not about you.
But, yeah.
I'm very gracious that the staff did work with us very well, so we got some furlough income. We have really, really tried to stop down on expenditure wherever we could. If we've had vacant posts that have not been crucial to service delivery on the front line, we've not filled them. So we're doing everything we can, but I am, you know, in the middle of looking at how can we take some costs out of the hospice to make sure that as our income, I hope, starts to drive up again. I mean, we're opening some stores slowly.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing well, but there's still no sign of big events being able to come back.
Yeah. You do have, as well, you do have the lottery, don't you? And people might not be aware that if you do go along to your website, you can sign up for that.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say to people, a huge thank you. Our supporters have been fantastic, from donations of PPE to other donations, through to people joining virtual quizzes, playing our lottery online. We've got... we normally have an annual Big Orange quiz and hundreds of people. Well, this year, Steve Davis, our patron and snooker legend, he's doing a virtual online big quiz on the 28th of August.
Yes.
So please, please, please keep supporting us in these new ways, because never more have we needed the financial support. to be able to keep the hospice going for the future.
And as I always say, it's one of those places that, you know, if something happens to somebody you care about, the hospice do such a great amount of work in the hospice and also at home as well. As you know, you looked after my sister about 14 years ago, and the level of care there was incredible, absolutely incredible. Such a fantastic team, not only looking after the person with the life-limiting illness, it was the family as well. So, which is...
Thank you, Michelle. You know, it's so important, and even through this really difficult COVID period, we were really, really keen and were able to keep visiting open to our inpatient unit. Now we had to take it to two people. People had to wear the PPE. If some members of the family arrived, then others would leave the room. But I'm really, really pleased we were able to do that, because, of course, the NHS couldn't allow visitors.
Yes.
And how awful when somebody's at end of life and you can't even be with them. We've managed to keep our bereavement services going, our counselling support, our Orange Line, and all of that's been done through technology rather than people coming up to the hospice. So we're getting fantastic feedback still, which is lovely. But we must do everything we can to keep all of these services moving forward.
And there's a huge range of volunteers as well that help with the hospice. I know they do everything from doing foot massages to doing people's hair to coming in and pushing a drinks trolley, as I always mention.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, we were delighted because one of our strategies was to get over 1,000 volunteers, and we just achieved that. But of course, many of our volunteers we had to say a temporary farewell to, because many were in the age group or had a health condition that they had to be shielded. So we are slowly bringing our volunteers back where we can, but at the same time, on the hospice site, we've got to implement working safely so that we don't have quite as much space. But we have missed our volunteers. We've had some new volunteers come forward, which has been really, really good. But we are reliant on those 1,000 people, so we can't wait to be working closely with them again. And as you said, Michelle, 85% of our care is actually in the community, and our staff have been continuing to provide hospice at home 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our clinical nurse specialists and our doctors have continued to ring people, support people, when needed, visit people. So very, very proud of the team. They've continued to be exceptional.
They are they're all exceptional. They're a fantastic team at St. Francis. The 36, you said it's 36 years, it's your birthday. So is that's 2020. Are you kind of doing some stuff online? How's that going to work?
Yes, we've done something that'll be a video that will be available for people to see. We've got various things will be going out all this week, including this session here. So we are just doing it in a virtual way, which is different, not quite the same. We've also got long service awards that we also do at this time of year, where people have worked for the hospice 20 and including 30 years.
Wow.
So yes, we are continuing to celebrate, albeit in a different way, and and we must look forward and move forward. And I'd got, if you've got time, just a little bit of feedback from some people who were happy to have their messages passed over. Roy, whose wife died just before lockdown, is really, really struggling with his grief, and he's used our Orange Line telephone service. He said, "I desperately needed help and someone to talk to, and what Orange Line gave me, unburdening my feelings, is an incredible comfort." And Betty, as we've talked about volunteers, Betty is one of our loyal volunteers. She's 90.
Wow.
Betty, who used to be a physiotherapist.
Yep.
She used to give up her time to help our patients. She then volunteered as a tea lady and a patient driver. And because she couldn't do that at the moment, she's been helping us fill bags to hold patient syringe drivers, and what an incredible person Betty is, and there are many, many, many like her. We simply couldn't do it without them, and she's adapted to help us in a different way because she couldn't physically come to the hospice during this period.
Wow. 90.
90, I know, I'm volunteering. Isn't that incredible?
That is absolutely incredible. So hopefully we'll speak to you again in the next couple of weeks, and good luck with the Big Yellow Quiz online with Steve Davis.
Yes, 20th of August.
Yep, and also just to let people know, if you go to the website, which Pam will give out in a second, you can always get in contact with ideas that you might have for fundraising. I know it's a little bit difficult at the moment, but there's different ways you can do fundraising, and also if you can't do that, maybe you'd like to sign up for the lottery. So do you want to give out the website address?
Yes, thank you. It's www.ssh.org.uk. Thank you to all our supporters.
Lovely.
You are fantastic.
Great to talk to you, okay. Pam. Got there in the end. And I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Lovely.